Good afternoon and welcome to the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Doan College Tigers. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 4-2 mark, while the Doan Tigers come into today's contest in women's basketball with a 3-4 overall mark and 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders and Doan College Tigers set to renew their acquaintances. These two teams played twice last year, with Dort College winning both of those games. Here this afternoon, Dort College will try to make it three in a row in the series. Let's check in with Coach Craig Steensma about today's contest, and here's what he had to say in preparation for the game.
Coach Craig Steensma, as the Dort College Defenders get set to take on the Doan College Tigers. Home opener for the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the Defenders, a week off since their last outing. Played Midland, and Coach, let's talk about that one just a little bit first of all. A game where it sounds like you tried a lot of different things, but a day where not much work down in Fremont, Nebraska last Saturday.
Right, you know, We scored 51 points, and that right there will get you beat most nights in the GPAC. And you know, offensively, we weren't very fluid, and we tried to force some things that weren't there. So we had a bad night. We had a great start defensively, and you know, defensively at some points we played pretty well. But Midland's going to be able to, with their personnel, score a lot of points. And so you know, you're going to have to get stops, but you're also going to have to play better offensively to win a game at Midland this year.
Doan College, the opponent coming in today. What? Tell me about this Doan College team, what you've seen in terms of your scouting.
Very explosive. Three very good shooters on the perimeter, and the two post players that are leading the GPAC in scoring, Hannah Dostal, is averaging 22 a game, and she's just a handful. She's a lefty. She's quick. She puts it on the floor very well. She draws fouls very well. So, you know, they average 85 points a game, and they get it up and down quickly. They shoot it quickly, and they attack the basket a lot. So they put a lot of pressure on you defensively. And so I think the key for us is going to be we have to have really good offensive possessions to slow them down a little bit.
How do you slow them down?
Well, I think you have to get back, number one, and you can't let the ball go to the high post area, number two. And you have to have defensive help, number three. But, again, I think a very important part for us is if we get a really good shot and make that shot or get fouled, then we're going to have time to kind of regroup and get back, and that should help. Good offense will help our defense a lot.
Last week you struggled with, you had no one who you could go to score points, it seemed. You had three players score 7 points each. You like the balance, but you need some people scoring 14 and 15 points a game.
Right, you're exactly right. I hate the balance when it's seven as your leading scorer, and I really never have had that before. So there was go-to players that we went to, and you know, Midland did some things to adjust to trying to slow those people down. But we need to have people step up and catch the ball and shoot it, or catch the ball and attack the basket. We need people to step up and get to the free throw line today. We just need to have players step up. And if seven is our leading scorer today, you know, then we're in a lot of trouble.
How do you break the week up coming off? You've got a full week between your last contest and this contest. How do you break the week up in terms of skill work and preparing for today?
Well, we had two really good practices on Monday and Tuesday, and then kind of a day off or a shooting practice on Wednesday, and came back with the regular Thursday, Friday, a pregame routine of 2 days before, 1 day before, a little shorter to get ready. So it was a good week. Monday we were able to kind of break down some of our things that we feel are weaknesses as a team and look at them on tape and just say, if we don't get better at these things, we will not get better as a team. And, you know, I think our team really responded to that. Seeing it, you know, the videotape doesn't lie. So seeing those things, they could go, okay, that is us, and we are making those mistakes, and we need to correct them. And I think that kind of spurred us on to having a good week of practice.
That is Coach Craig Steensma talking about his team and their preparation for today's contest. Let's take a look then at the probable starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start Danelle Bowen. Bowen is a senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 7.8 points per contest. Also for the Dort College Defenders, slated to start in our probable lineup, number 23, Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma, 5'8", senior from Hudsonville, Michigan, averaging 5.5 points per game. Kerrivan Dykes, a 6'2 senior from Edgerton, Minnesota, averaging 12.8 points per contest, and Elise Marish is a 5'11 senior from Beersford, South Dakota, averaging 16.5 points per game. Double-checking that starting lineup, and then you have Emily Newman in at a guard. She's a 5'11 sophomore from Maplewood, Minnesota, averaging 1.6 points per game. For the Doan College Tigers, they will start number 3, Shelby Bittinger, a 5'9 sophomore from Milford, Nebraska, averaging 13 points per game. She will jump center. And we are underway. We'll get the lineup for the Doan College Tigers for you in just a moment. The rest of it, pass goes over to Marish. Marish jumper from the right wing. He knocks it down from 12 feet, and that's a good sign for the Dort College defenders. They struggled to score points last week against Midland, unable to make shots on a regular basis. That's good to see for the Dort College defenders. Doan into the offensive end for the first time this afternoon. With it on the right side is Bittinger. Bittinger looking down low. Passes into the lane. Shot no good. Marish held her ground on the missed shot by Heather Broman. Broman unable to knock it down. Dort College coming back the other way. Right side with it is Newman. Newman comes back over to Van Dyke. Travels with it. And she'll turn it over. So Marish took the lid off of the basket for the Dort College defenders. Dort College leads it 2-0. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball, bringing it up for Doan. It's number 21, Morgan Hill. Hill, 5.6 points per game. Beg your pardon, that's Kelly Ballar. Ballar unable to get much out of it. Dort College on a stop on the other end. Again, a missed shot by Heather Broman. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Pass goes left side. They pass it over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke jumper from the right wing. Three-pointer, good. Kara Van Dyke with the three-point basket. The Dort College defenders have started with a 5-0 run. Back-to-back buckets offensively for the Dort College defenders when they've gotten shots off. They're 2-for-2 from the field. Doan with the basketball. Pass goes over to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball on the right wing. Dort College in man for man. They pass it over to Bittinger. Bittinger will test the waters into the lane. Dort College switched off on her, getting free for an offensive rebound, and the putback is Heather Broman. Broman makes it 5-2. 5-2, Dort College in front. Coming back the other way is Van Dyke. Van Dyke across the timeline. Van Dyke has it in between the circles, goes right side over to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma gives it up right wing. This is Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Jelsma. Jelsma working it. 15 on the shot clock. Pass comes back over to Newman. Newman rifles it right side over to Marish. Marish comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke travels with it again. She shakes left, goes right, and she a little too eager to get moving before putting the ball on the floor. And for the second time this afternoon, Van Dyke is whistled for a travel violation. Traveling the call against Dort College's Kara Van Dyke. So Van Dyke whistled for the travel. Here comes Doan back the other way. Shot in the lane, no good. Weak side rebound tapped away by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kara Van Dyke will throw the ball in for the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass comes right side with it is Bone. Bone gives it up. Marish. Marish drives in. Right-handed layup is good. Marish with the two-point basket. She's got four. And the Dort College defenders lead it 7-2. 7-2 our score. Doan with the basketball. This is Beller. Bellar passes right side. Three-pointer no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma with it across the timeline. Jelsma looking to run. Jessica Jelsma with it in between the circles. She's got her on the right side. Comes back over to Danelle Bone. Bone with the ball. Bone comes back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Newman. Newman goes right side. Three-pointer on the way for Van Dyke. Catches, shoots, no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Hannah Barnard. Barnard with the ball. She goes over to Ballar. Ballar with the ball. She gives it up. Bittinger. Bittinger puts it on the floor, and we've got a foul called on the Doan College Tigers. Foul called on Doan, and on Dort College. That's going to be against Emily Newman. Newman whistled for her first personal foul. That's team foul number one on the Doan College Tigers. 16:55 left to play in the first half. Doan with the basketball. Pass goes underneath, and it's tapped out of bounds. So Doan will inbound again left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tigers will trigger it in once again. Doan inbounding, and we've got an offensive foul called on Doan. That's going to be against Alyssa Willicott. Willicott whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number one on the Doan College Tigers. Dort College coming back the other way with a basketball. She passes over to Bone. Bone gives to Van Dyke. Van Dyke, deep right corner. Comes back over to Bone. Bone gives it up. They give it left side over to Robin Blount. Blount at the left wing. She passes cross court over to Bone. Bone gives it up to Marish. Marish out front. Skelhaus. Skelhaus three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Doan and Hannah Dostal. Dostal with the basketball. Dostal heading up the floor with a head full of steam. Dostal coast to coast, unable to convert on the other end, though. Here comes Dort College. Dort College looking to run. Skelhaus passes left side to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the ball on the wing. Van Dyke goes over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Blount. Blount with it on the right wing. She goes back over to Marish. Marish on the left wing. She goes to Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking underneath for Blount. Blount to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball out front. Lobs it underneath Blount. Blount shot good on the assist from Van Dyke. And the foul is going to be against the Doan College Tigers. Foul called on Doan and Morgan Hill. That's foul number one on her. And a free throw all the way for Robin Blount. Blount whistled, will go to the free throw line, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. She is 3 of 6 this season for 50%. She'll go to the free throw line. Robin Blount, only free throw, trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. It's in and out, no good. Dort College leads 9-2. 9-2 our score, up the floor with it, the Doan Tigers. With it is Ballard. Ballard passes right side. Lob pass goes down low. The backdoor cut for Doan from the opposite side. Shot no good. Taking that shot that time with Morgan Hill. And Dort College is in transition. Coming back the other way. Skelhaus. Left side Blount. Blount with it. Van Dyke. Van Dyke with it at the top of the key. Bounce pass down low. Jamie Cook. Cook off of the glass. Good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. Dort College leads it 11-2. 11-2 our score. And a timeout on the floor. Charged to the Doan Tigers. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Doan College in the backcourt. And a 10-second violation against the Doan College Tigers as the shot clock wound below 20, and that's what they use for the 10-second violation now. Well, the basketball is Skelhaus. Skelhaus will bring it across the timeline. Jasmine with it on the right side. Skelhaus still looking. Gets a screen, drives right side, stops, pops, shot no good, but she's fouled on the play, and Jasmine will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul's going to go on Doan. And Alyssa Willicott. Willicott whistled for her second. That is team foul number 3 already on the Tigers. And Jasmine Skelhaus will go to the free throw line. And she will shoot 2. First free throw on the way for Skelhaus is good. Another free throw coming. And this one is up and off the front iron. No good. Skelhaus makes 1 of 2. Dort College leads 12-2. Doan with the basketball. Pass goes down low. It's kicked, controlled by Dort College. No kick call. Here comes Dort College back the other way on the right side with it. They pass it down low. Micah Hulst. Hulst layup good. The assist to Jamie Cook. Two-point basket for Micah Hulst, and the defenders lead it 14-2. Doan with the basketball, bringing it across the timeline. They stop on the right elbow of the lane. With it is Ballard. Ballard gives it up. Right side, Dostal. Dostal passes back over to Hill. Hill's shot, no good. Gets her own rebound back, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan inbounding the basketball. Checking into the contest will be Abby Chapman. Checking out of the contest will be Dort College's Danelle Bone. Throwing it in, Doan. Doan gets it in to Broman. Broman with the basketball. Broman gets a screen, gets it out to Hill. Hill then gets a screen, but she's unable to shake loose. 3 to shoot. Three-pointer on the way. Misses badly. No good. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming away with the right side, Cook. Cook leading Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline, short corner, back over to Cook. Cook thought about the three, passed it up. Instead, they pass it over to Blount. Blount, Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Driving left hand, nothing there. Comes back over to Blount. Blount to Cook. Cook looking underneath Hulse. Comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus open look at a three, no good. And a pushing foul is going to go against Abby Chapman on the rebound. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. Team foul number two. 14-2 our score. Kim Cruz will check into the contest. Robin Blount will check out. North College is playing, has been playing 10 and 11 players pretty consistently so far this season. Doan with the basketball, Dostal. Dostal with it across the timeline. She's got it in between the circles, goes right side, Bittinger. Bittinger all the way down to the block, and we've got a blocking foul called on Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz whistled for the personal. That's her first. Team foul number three on the defenders. 13:45 left to play in the first half. Doan inbounding Bittinger. Bittinger pass over the top. Comes to Dostal. Dostal puts it up in traffic. Her shot is good. The runner with a left hand by Dostal. And the Doan Tigers trail 14-4. 13:35 left to play in the first half. Pass goes right side, Chapman. Chapman the cutter, Cook. Cook, layup, right hand, good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket. She's got four. The North College defenders able to wheel around and get a running shot by Jamie Cook to go. North College on defense. Doan with the basketball. They get it across the timeline to Hill. Hill with the basketball back over to Bittinger. Bittinger goes down to the baseline. Nothing there. Cruz is able to steal it. Pass to no one in particular. Cruz gives it up across over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus right side. Underneath they go. Hulst off the assist from Chapman. And Hulst has the two-point basket. Micah Hulst with 4 points. Dirt College leads 18-4. 12:55 left to play in this first half. Doan basketball coming back the other way. Tigers driving right side. They drop it off inside. Cook and Hulst hold their ground. Doan basketball, Bittinger. Bittinger out front with it. She drops it off inside. And a travel violation is going to go against Doan and Hannah Dostal. So Dostal turns it over. Checking into the contest will be Jessica Jelsma. So Jelsma to check in. And Jelsma will get the ball inbounded from Jeannie Cook. Jelsma across the half-court stripe. She's got it left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz goes into the corner, comes back right side. They swing it over to Jelsma. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma comes back over to Chapman. Chapman has it partially blocked. Cruz tries to save it in, and she does. Hannah Barnard comes up with it, though, for Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Tigers have it. They pass it to the trailer. Hill. Pass inside Dostal. Kick out pass. Three on the way is good. Hannah Barnard with the three-point basket, and the North College defenders lead 18-7. Jamie Cook with the basketball. Cook goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it. And the North College defenders are fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against the Doan College Tigers. 18-7, North College in front by 11. And that foul was called on Heather Broman. Broman's first. Team foul number four on Doan. Right side it goes Cruz. Cruz looking down low for Hulst. Hulst comes back outside. Shot on the way from straight on by Marish, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by the Doan College Tigers. Doan with the basketball coming back the other way. Jumper in the lane is up and down for Doan and Heather Broman. Broman with 4 points. Dort College leads 18-9. 2-3 zone applied by Doan. They come over to Chapman. Chapman underneath Hulst. Hulst too strong off of the glass. Rebound taken away by Doan and Morgan Hill. Hill with the basketball. Bounce pass down low, scooping it up with the right hand, the Doan College Tigers, and Hannah Dostal. Dostal with 4 points, and Doan chipping away at what was a 14-2 lead and a 18-4 lead at one time. With it on the right side is Jelsma. Jelsma feeds it out front to Kim Cruz. Cruz goes right side back over to Jelsma. Jelsma to Marish. Marish, Cruz. Cruz, shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Doan. Doan coming back the other way. Pass is out of bounds. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan inbounding the basketball. With it on the right side is Ballar. Ballar in between the circles. Ballar looking. She passes instead to the elbow. Gets the return pass, does Ballar. Ballar with it, looking down low. Instead comes back right side over to Dostal. Dostal with the basketball. Spin move into the lane with the right hand. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Marish. Marish coming back the other way with the basketball. Marish, they feed it left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball, gives it up to Bone. Bone to Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball, she goes right side, Marish. Marish underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke back to Jelsma. Jelsma splits the defense. Strong with the left hand, lays it up and down. Jessica Jelsma with a two-point basket. Dort College leads 20-11. 20-11 our score. Dort College on defense now as the Doan College Tigers bring it into the front court. They've got it right wing, Shelby Bittinger. Three-pointer launched, no good. Rebound taken down by Jelsma. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Right side, left side with it is Newman. Newman feeds to Jelsma. Jelsma, Newman. Newman catches, fires three. Too strong, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Bone, and Bone is bumped out of bounds as she gathered in the rebound. Mark Beltman will make the call on the baseline. And that's going to go on Bittinger. That's foul number one on her. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass comes in to Marish. Marish to Jelsma. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with. Van Dyke quick on the three, no good. Rebound taken away by the Tigers and Heather Broman. We're past the midpoint of the first half. Doan basketball with it, driving left side. Shot on the way, no good, but a blocking foul called on Newman. Emily Newman has just picked up her second personal foul. And that is team foul number four. .928 left to play. Okay. With it right side is, Bittinger with a right-handed free throw. It's up and good. 20-13 our score. Dort College basketball. Right side with it, Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Van Dyke. Van Dyke goes into the corner, Bone. Bone back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus looking out front. Skelhaus back over to Newman. Newman gives it up to Bone. Bone underneath to Marish. Marish back outside. Bone. Bone three. Got it. Three-point basket. Danelle Bone. Dort College leads 23-13. 23-13 our score. Ballar. Ballar with it for Doan Bittinger. Bittinger gives it off left side to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball. Ballar. Ballar on the left side. Ballar passes to Barnard. Barnard gives it up. Bittinger underneath. Shot won't go, but a foul called before the shot. And I believe that's going to be on Dort College's Emily Newman. And Dort College had a player waiting to check in for Newman, but before they could get her out, she picks up her third personal with 8:39 left to play in this half. So Newman will go to the bench with three personal fouls. Pass goes in. With it is Dostal. Dostal in between the circles. She passes left side, Hill. Hill in between the circles. Hill will back it out. 20 seconds to shoot for Doan. 8:28 on the game clock. Down to the baseline. Nothing there. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Van Dyke. And the Doan College Tigers will retain possession of it after the held ball. Checking in will be Hannah Dostal will throw it in. Dostal gets it inbounded, and it's underneath. Van Dyke gave up position that time. Morgan Hill gets the shot to go. The foul's going to go on Dort College's Jasmine Skelhaus, actually. And Morgan Hill will go to the free throw line for the three-point play. 23-16 it should be. Our score. Left side it goes over to Chapman. Chapman comes right side back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Chapman. Chapman back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus to Bone. Bone with the basketball gives it up Marish. Marish right wing. Bone. Bone. Three. No good. Well, but it hops off of the rim and falls through for Danelle Bone. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket, her second of the day. It's 26-16. Pass goes down low, shot on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, tipped and controlled by Doan, and putting it back up and down is Morgan Hill. 26-18 our score. Comes back out front. They go over to Bone. Bone with a basketball. Bone to Skelhaus. Another three. It's good. Jasmine Skelhaus with 4 points. Dort College leads 29-18. 7:20 left to play, first half. Doan basketball on the right side. They go right elbow. This is Hannah Dostal. Dostal gives it up. Shot is blocked by Van Dyke on the attempt by Morgan Hill. Doan will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop with Bettinger doing the honors. She passes it into Barnard. Underneath, kick out pass. Three from the left corner, missed everything. Ball is deflected. It's still loose. Doan picks it up. 1 second, and the shot clock will expire. 29-18, our score. Dort College up by 11. Dort College with the basketball. Bringing it up will be Jasmine Skelhaus. Skelhaus, right side, Bone. Bones pass, deflected, picked up by Marish, comes back over to Abby Chapman. Chapman hits the three. Abby Chapman with the three-point basket, her first. Dort College has 4 three-pointers here in the first half. And the defenders lead now 32-18. Doan with the basketball. Ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touched by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Well, just received word from the NAIA National Championships in cross country. Dort College finishes sixth. Three points out of a fifth place performance and tenth out of fourth. Coach Van Dyke indicated in his message to me, very happy with his team's performance. With it on the right side, they give it up to Cook. Cook goes up. It's good. Jamie Cook with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 34-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's 34-18. Dort College up by 16. Doan College coming back the other way. Shelby Bettinger. Bettinger feeds it into the high post. Hannah Dostal. That is where Coach Craig Steensma said he didn't want his players to allow Dostal to get the ball. That was on the elbow. Foul's going to go on Jamie Cook, and that's foul number one on her. Team foul number seven on the defender, so Doan will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Hannah Dostal will go to the free throw line. She knocks the first one down. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up and good for Dostal. Dostal now with 6 points. Here come the Dort College defenders quickly back the other way. Jasmine Skelhaus with it on the right wing. Skelhaus brings it back to the top. Comes left side over to Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. And we've got a foul called away from the ball. That's going to go on the Doan College Tigers. Foul called on Dostal is her first. And Dort College will not be shooting free throws yet. That's foul number six against the Tigers in this first half. Inbounding the basketball. They get it in Chapman. Chapman, Van Dyke. Van Dyke right side. Skelhaus, ball fake, drives in. Pull up, draw some contact. No call made. Dort College coming back with the basketball. Offensive rebound. Bones, three, no good. Rebound, Van Dyke. Van Dyke lost it. Tried to pass it off to Cook, and it's stolen away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. With it on the right side is Barnard. Three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound fought for Van Dyke. And Van Dyke's going to be called for the personal foul after the offensive rebound by Heather Broman. Broman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jessica, and that foul called on Dort College's Kara Van Dyke is her first. Team foul number eight on the Tigers. Free throws on the way for Broman. First one by the right-hander is up and good. 5 for Broman. It's 34-21. Another free throw on the way for Broman. Free throw by Broman. Up, left it short, no good. 34-21, Door College by 13. Long pass into the front court, Chapman. Chapman doesn't have any room to go. Instead, she fires up the two-pointer. Looked like she had a lane to the basket initially, but the pass not quite on the money. She stops and pops. She's got 5 points. Door College up 36-21. Door College much better offensively today than they were 1 week ago. With it on the right side is Ballard. Ballard with it down to the baseline, cut off. Gets it away to Hill. Hill, the runner, right hand, no good. Rebound taken down by Cook. Cook over to Skelhaas. Skelhaas with the basketball. Jasmine will bring the basketball into the front court. The right hand, right, the sophomore from Pella. She passes over to Chapman. Chapman gives it up out front. Three on the way. Bone. Bone missed it. No good. Long rebound. Skelhaas. Skelhaas, 17-footer left wing, no good. Rebound controlled by the Doan Tigers. Coming up with it is Ballard. Ballard on the right side. She passes to the wing, Barnard. Barnard driving in, stops, puts it up, but a foul on the play. Ball's going to go on Dort College and Abby Chapman. Chapman whistled for her second personal, and that is team foul number 9 against the defenders. So Doan nearing the double bonus situation. First free throw is up and good for Hannah Barnard. Barnard with 4 points. It's 36-22, Dort College in front. Coach Craig Steensma voicing his opinion with official Mark Beltman right in front of me. Bakers doesn't lead for the defenders as Barnard makes both free throws. She's got 5 points. Defenders lead 36-23. With the basketball, Gelsma. Gelsma, backdoor cut, Blount. Blount with a left hand, too strong, no good. There for the rebound is Holst. Holst unable to put it down. She got fouled before the shot. Holst, they wave off the basket and say she got fouled before the shot attempt on the rebound, actually, and that's going to go on Broman. That's her second. One and one opportunity here for Micah Holst. First free throw is up. No good. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan with the basketball. They give it up underneath. The backdoor cut, the lay-in is good for Barnard. Barnard with 7 points. Dort College leads 36-25. Into the front court with the basketball is Gelsma. Gelsma looking for the pass down low for Holst. Instead goes into the corner to Blount. Blount, right side pass, Bone. Bone with the basketball on the wing. Bone back over to Gelsma. Gelsma, lob pass down low, Holst. Holst throws it away. Micah Holst trying for the kickout pass, a little too strong on that kickout pass, throws it into the bleachers, and the Dort College defenders will play defense as Doan will come back the other way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Doan basketball, Ballard. She goes right side, Barnard. Barnard gives it up to Ballard. Ballard out front, Bittinger. Bittinger back to Ballard. Ballard, right side, Bittinger. Bittinger, kick out pass, three on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Van Dyke. Van Dyke trying to save it in, and they say that she stepped on the baseline out of bounds. 11-point advantage for the defenders, 36-25. Nobody had possession of it after the missed shot, so the rebound, the missed shots reset the shot clock. And a travel violation called on the Tigers and Hannah Dostal. Dostal whistled for the travel. Dort College has it back. Gelsma walks it up. Does a zone applied by the Doan Tigers. Blount goes right side. Gelsma. Gelsma short corner. Marish. Marish. Van Dyke sets her feet. 17-footer swish. Caravan Dyke with a jumper. She's got 5. Dort College leads 38-25. Let's see if they can get a stop or two now. Doan with the basketball. Brianna Hagedorn checks into the contest for the first time, and a push from behind called on Elise Marish. Marish whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Brianna Hagedorn. Hagedorn, that is, 0 for 4 this season. She's shooting 2 free throws. First free throw for Hagedorn is up. No good. Another free throw on the way for Hagedorn. And we have movement along the lane, and Hagedorn makes one of two. Double bonus, so she makes one of two. Dort College leads 38-26, 2:37 left to play. Right side pass, they give it up. Free throw line, Van Dyke. Van Dyke lost, and here comes Doan coming back the other way. Doan trying to trim it down to a single-digit lead before halftime. They dump it underneath. Doan with a basketball. Kick out pass, Bernard. Bernard, three-pointer rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Blount, and Blount is tied up on the play. Alternating possession. Should be Dort College basketball. It is. Dort College with the basketball. Blount with it. Zone defense supplied by the Tigers. And now a kick called on the Doan Tigers. Dort College will have the basketball. With it on the right side is Bone. Bone gives it up. Blount. Blount with the basketball. Her pass tip taken by Bone. Bone gives it up to Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Blount. Blount, top of the key, Skelhaus, two to shoot. Comes back over to Blount. Blount, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus tries to thread the needle, and it's taken away by Doan. Tigers coming back the other way. Tigers picks up the dribble. That's Dostal with it up front now. 1:35 remaining. They go inside Hagedorn, and Hagedorn travels with it. Throwing the ball in will be Kara Van Dyke. So Kara Van Dyke to throw it in. She gets it in to Skelhaus. Dort College with an opportunity to build on the 12-point lead. Skelhaus with it out front. She picks up her dribble. She goes back right side over to Bone. Bone swings it right corner to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Chapman. Chapman, Cook. Cook, kick out Skelhaus. Bone, open three. Rainbow, got it. Three-point basket for Danelle Bone. She's got three this afternoon. That's three three-pointers, and Dort College leads by 15, 41-26. Doan, they go high post, and thrown away by Hannah Dostal, trying to thread it to Morgan Hill, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Doan College Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. Actually, pretty fast, quickly played first half of basketball. The Dort College defenders leading by 15. This is Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. Dort College wants a set play. Doan in man-to-man defense. Pass goes right side. This is Bone. Bone, nothing there. Chapman. Chapman with it on the right side. Underneath to Cook. Cook is fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul called on Morgan Hill is her second. And that is team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Shooting free throws will be Jamie Cook. First free throw by Jamie is good. Jamie coming off the bench this season for 10.3 points per game. And she'll try to reestablish a 17-point lead here. Dort College leading 42-26. Remember, last week they had 51 points for the ball game. Jamie Cook makes both free throws. She's got eight, and the defenders lead 43-26. Doan with the basketball. They'll have to fire it up with about 15 on the shot clock, or they're going to hurry it. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by the Tigers, and a foul on the play called as Shelby Bittinger got the offensive rebound, the putback attempt, and a foul called on the defenders. So two free throws on the way. Jamie Cook with the foul call. First free throw is up and good for Shelby Bittinger. Another one on the way, and this one rolls home. Doan will show full court pressure defense. Shot clock and game clock difference is negligible. Dort College should be able to hold for the final shot if they take care of the basketball. Chapman with it out front. She's played extensive minutes here in the first half with Emily Newman on the bench with three personal fouls. Van Dyke with it, 14 seconds. Van Dyke in the corner, comes back over to Cook. Cook to Van Dyke, posting up. Double teamed, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Cook. They've got time. Van Dyke. Van Dyke, Chapman. Chapman puts it up. Shot no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 43, Doan 28. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College up 15 at halftime, 43-28. Last game out, Dort College had 51 total points, so this is a dramatically better offensive output for the defenders defensively, limiting a team that is averaging 82 points per ball game to 28 first half points. So the Dort College defender women enjoying the first half of their GPAC opener in terms of home games. Dort College opened their season with a home contest with York, but that was back on October 25, and hard to believe that that is nearly 1 month ago already. Dort College has not been home since. For the Dort College men, they'll be opening their home portion of their schedule period when they face Doan later on this afternoon. Dort College has led from the outset, led by as many as 14 early on at 18-4. Doan closed the gap to 20-13. And we're down by 11 at 36-25. Dort College able to extend the lead to as many as 17. That was their biggest lead of the ballgame at 43-26. And we go to halftime. Dort College leading 43-28. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. First of all, for the Doan College Tigers, they are 8 of 27 from the floor. That comes out to 29.6%. 1 for 8 on threes, 12.5%. 11 of 13 on free throws, 84.6%. For the Dort College defenders, 17 of 33 from the floor, 51.5%. 6 of 15 on three-pointers for 40%. 3 of 6 on free throws for 50%. Dort College has been out-rebounded slightly, 21-18. Turnovers, Doan with 10, Dort College with 6. Individually, for Dort College, they are led by Danelle Bones, 9 points on 3 of 5 shooting on 3-pointers. 8 for Jamie Cook. 5 for Abby Chapman. 5 for Kara Van Dyke. 2 for Jessica Jelsma. 4 for Elise Marish. 4 for Jasmine Skelhaus. And 2 for Robin Blount. Micah Holst also with 4 points. For their own College Tigers, Hannah Barnard with 7, 6 for Hannah Dostal, 5 each for Heather Broman and Morgan Hill, 4 for Shelby Bittinger, 1 for Brianna Hagedorn, for their total of 28. Rebounds, Hannah Barnard with 6, 3 for Hannah Dostal, and 2 for Morgan Hill. For the Dort College defenders, 3 for Jamie Cook, 3 for Elise Marish, 3 for Kara Van Dyke, 2 for Jessica Jelsma, 2 for Jasmine Skelhaus, and 2 for Micah Holst. For the Doan College Tigers, 6 rebounds for Hannah Barnard, 4 for Heather Broman, 3 each for Hannah Dostal and Morgan Hill. 3 steals for the Doan Tigers, Dort College with 2 steals, no one with more than 1 steal on either team. Hannah Dostal with 2 assists. Jasmine Skelhaus with 3 assists to lead Dort College. Abby Chapman and Elise Marish, along with Jamie Cook, all have 2 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. A busy, busy day for Dort College Athletics. Cross country ran earlier today. And just sifting through some of those early returns, the Dort College women placed sixth, 3 points out of fifth place, 10 points out of fourth place. The Dort College men also sending a couple of runners down to the NAI National Championship meet. And we'll try to track down how Nathan Jackson and Nick Vanderkoy, how they fared today. Looks like Lauren Opp is an All-American, finishing 16th overall at the national meet. And if it sounds like I'm doing this on the fly, it's because I am. Grab the women's results one more time. I see Lauren Opp, 16th, with a time of 18:18. Next finisher for Dort College, Kayla Bile, 18:45. Renee Buchema ran 58th, 18:53. Abby DeVries, 65th, 18:59. Lily Kerner and Jordan Vischer, 94 and 95 each. Both of them ran in the 19:11s. And I don't see a seventh runner, so I in all likelihood missed someone along the way. This was out of, let's see, 319 teams. British Columbia won the event, as expected on the women's side. Dort College totaled 199 points. They won 12, 32, 41, 47, 67, 68, and 105 in terms of their points. So there was someone with 105 points that I missed. That would be Katie Bonema, 161 overall, 1941 for the event. We'll piece that all together. Hopefully we'll have a little time in between the men's basketball game and the volleyball match this evening. Doan with the basketball. Tigers starting the with it on the offensive end. Elise Marish strips the ball free. And the Dort College defenders coming back the other way. With it on the left side is Emily Newman. Newman comes back out front to Bone. Bone goes right side. She gives it up to Jelsma. Jelsma Marish. Marish shakes left, goes right. Might have been called for a travel. They didn't call it. Pass comes over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Right side, Newman. Newman on the wing. Newman comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Van Dyke gives it up underneath to Marish. Marish puts it up under heavy duress, and she knocks it down. Had a player draped on her. She makes it anyhow. 17-point lead for the defenders at 45-28. Doan with the basketball. They go right side. Hannah Dostal. Dostal gives it up. Shot from the left side with the right hand by Shelby Bettinger is no good. Here comes Dort College. Pass into the front court. Newman. Newman the trailer. Marish. Marish underneath Van Dyke. Van Dyke kick out Newman. Newman with it. Puts it on the floor. Fires it back. Right side. Bone. Bone. Three-pointer. Make it rain. Danelle Bone with the three-point basket. She's got 12. And the Dort College defenders up 20, 48-28. Danelle Bone with four three-pointers now. Tigers have the basketball. Goes right side, Bettinger. Bettinger with it into the right corner. Kelly Ballar. Ballar with the ball. Ballar working the offense. Three-pointers off the mark, no good. Rebound taken away by the Doan Tigers, and putting it up and down is Shelby Bettinger on the putback. 48-30, Dort College by 18. Bone goes into the corner. Marish. Marish underneath Van Dyke, and Van Dyke is pushed from behind by Hannah Dostal. Dostal whistled for her second personal foul. Dort College leading by 18 with 18:08 left to play. Van Dyke to throw it in. Van Dyke throws it in over the top. Finds Bone. Bone back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke three-pointer missed it. No good. Rebound is cleared out by the Doan Tigers. Tigers off and running with it back the other way. Hannah Barnard. Barnard with the basketball, looking, comes back over to Shelby Bettinger. Bettinger gives it up, left three, no good. Rebound tapped out and controlled by Dostal. Dostal fires it back into the corner, Barnard. Barnard puts it up in traffic, shot no good, but a foul called before the shot. Foul's going to go on the defenders and Danelle Bone. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, he'll appreciate their quality service. Doan with the basketball. Tigers have it. Ballar. Ballar picks up her dribble, feeds it down low. Double team help. They kick it back over to Ballar. Ballar, free throw line, goes right side. Bettinger. Bettinger, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound tip, controlled by Doan. Doan fires it up, shot no good. Rebound again fought for, and the layup is up and good for Broman. Broman with 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 48-32. 17-20 remaining. Pass out front, Cook. Cook, Newman. Newman puts it on the floor one time. She's done, comes back over to Cook. Cook to Skelhas. Skelhas, right side. They bring it to Bone. Bone back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman comes out front, Van Dyke. Van Dyke puts it on the floor hard with the left hand. Layup good. Kara Van Dyke with 7 points. Dort College leads 50-32. Doan basketball. Baseline drive by Bettinger. Cut off. Threw it right into the hands of Danelle Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone saw the double team coming. Waits. Now comes across half court. Goes outside over to Newman. Newman feeds it on the left wing to Skelhas. Penetrates. Nothing there. Comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke at the top of the key. She'll fire up a three. No good. Ill-advised three that time. Cook tries to save it in. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan inbounding the basketball. Callie Ballar will take it across the timeline. Ballar in between the circles. Feeds on the cut. Shot no good by Doan's Morgan Hill, but she's fouled on the play by Kira Van Dyke. That's number two on Van Dyke. 16-20 remaining in this ballgame. Dort College 50, Doan 32. Free throws on the way for Morgan Hill. First free throw by Hill is good. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and this one's no good. Doan comes away with the offensive rebound. A three-pointer rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Robin Blount. Robin Blount with the basketball. She gives it up to Skelhas. Skelhas across the timeline. Doan with the basketball. They go right side. Comes over to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with the basketball. Feeds it up front. Bone. Bone over to Blount. Blount with it. She'll drive in with the right hand, and we've got a foul called on the Doan Tigers. Foul called on Doan and Morgan Hill, and that's number three on Hill. Dort College with the basketball, fresh shot clock to work with. They pass it into Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up left side over to Blount. Blount, swing pass right side over to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone picks up her dribble, comes back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke into the lane, Blount. Blount kick out, Skelhas. Skelhas with it. Skelhas comes back over to Van Dyke. Her three-pointer swishes through. Kara Van Dyke with 10 points. Dort College leads 53-33. Dort College with a 20-point advantage. Pass out front to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor. Lays it up with the left hand, no good, but a foul called on Robin Blount. Blount a little overzealous with the hip check. And now the Dort College defenders will line up on the free throw line, with free throws on the way for Doan and Morgan Hill. First free throw by Hill is good. She is now 2-for-3 this afternoon. Beg your pardon, 2-for-4 this afternoon. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Hill makes them both. She's got 7. And the Dort College defenders will play defense. 53-35. Well, the basketball is Bone. Bone gives it up. Right side gets the return pass from Cook. Fires it back outside Skelhas. Skelhas to Kim Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Nothing there. Micah Hulse gives it up to Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play. Alyssa Willicott's going to be called for her third personal. And with 15:09 remaining, The Doan College Tigers trailing 53-35. Commit the personal, and Jamie Cook will go to the free throw line. She's got 8 points already tonight. Free throw on the way for Jamie Cook is up. No good. Cook is a 69% free throw shooter. She's 2 for 3 today. Cook is out. Chapman is in. York College cuts those 200 available minutes up a lot of different ways with a lot of different lineups. Cook makes the second free throw. It's 54-35. York College in front. Doan basketball. Bernard. Bernard gives it up. Bilar. Bilar. Bernard. Bernard is called for steps. York College will get the basketball back. 14:57 left to go in the game. York College 54, Doan 35. Skelhaus takes it up for the defenders. Picks up her dribble, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Long cross-court pass taken by Chapman. Down to the baseline, draws the double team. Kick out over to Cook. Cook, cross-court pass, Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline, drives in. Left hand, Cook. Kim Cruz with a two-point basket. North College leads 56-35. North College playing with a 21-point advantage. Left side pass, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Skelhaus. Skelhaus will push the action. Jasmine into the front court for the defenders. She's got it at the top of the key. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman underneath Holst. Holst with the basketball, and we've got a hold called on Doan. Ball's going to go on Doan's Hannah Dostal. Dostal has just picked up her third personal. North College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in right side will be Abby Chapman. They throw it in to Cook. Cook gives it up right side. This is Skelhaus. Skelhaus to a posting up. Jamie Cook spins with the left hand. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Cook hits the floor hard. Picking it up is Chapman. Chapman at the top of the key. Her 17-footer left it short. No good. Tap out by Micah Holst, but Holst is called for the foul. Micah Holst whistled for the personal. For Micah, that's foul number one, trying to tap it out. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, Doan basketball. Tigers bringing it up. They pass left side. With the basketball is Brittany White. Comes back right side and a travel called on Kelly Bilar. You heard Coach Steensman in the background. And the Doan College Tigers want a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Trying to make it easy for you to find those cross-country results. And I believe we are getting to the point where you should be able to access those off of our website at www.dort.edu/athletics. Sometimes the breaks are for taking care of statistics. Sometimes they're for updating the website. And I believe we are set to go. Dort College with the basketball in the lead, 56-35. Women's basketball, Dort College by 21. Kim Cruz picks up her dribble, passes right side over to Chapman. Chapman with the ball over her head. She feeds it left side, Cruz. Cruz comes back over to Van Dyke. 2-3 zone applied by Doan. Dort College approaching it. Layup by Marish, the runner in the lane. She's got 8. Dort College leads 58-35. Doan basketball. Doan has it in the backcourt. They bring it across the timeline. Bilar. Bilar, right wing. They swing it over the top to Hannah Barnard. Barnard, jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma coming back the other way, pressing the issue. All the way down into the lane. Kick out Van Dyke. Van Dyke to Jelsma. Jelsma spots up her 18-footer from the elbow, no good. Crashing the boards for the offensive rebound is Kara Van Dyke. Chapman out front, Cruz. Cruz looking for the reversal. Instead comes back over to Chapman. Chapman high post, Marish. Marish on the elbow. Reverses left side, Jelsman. 19 to shoot. Comes back over to Jelsman. Jelsma on the wing. Jelsma, Chapman. Chapman right side, Cruz. Cruz. Short corner, Marish. Marish gives it up, Van Dyke. Van Dyke, a lot of contact, no call made. Rebound taken away by Brianna Hagedorn. Hagedorn Coming back the other way is Doan. Doan College with the basketball. They go right side with it is Ballar. Ballar feeds it to Brittany White. White, back right side, three, no good. Rebound cleared out. Coming back the other way is Jelsma. Jelsma with the basketball. She feeds the trailer Van Dyke. Van Dyke on the left elbow. Comes back over to Cruz. The trailer, three, good. Kim Cruz with 5 second-half points, and the Dort College defender lead is 61-35. They have opened up their biggest lead of the contest at 61-35. Doan coming back the other way with the basketball. And a 10-second violation whistled against the Doan College Tigers. So Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. Doan has used three timeouts so far. They've got three remaining. Dort College has not had to use a timeout yet. Bringing the basketball into the front court is Jelsma. Jelsma goes left side, Van Dyke. Van Dyke gives it up, back over to Bone. Bone, right side, Marish. Marish, short corner, 12-footer is good. Elise Marish with the short jumper from the right baseline. She's got 10, and the Dort College defender lead is 63-35. Busted play. It's taken back by Jelsma. Jelsma over to Van Dyke. Here comes Dort College. Jelsma in between the circles out front. Jessica passes left side Van Dyke. Van Dyke over to Newman. Newman, Bone. Bone puts it on the deck. Back over to Newman. Newman with it on the left wing. Newman comes back right side. Jelsma. 17-footer left it short. No good. Rebound tapped out. Jelsma. Jelsma drops it off. Marish. Marish unable to finish inside. Rebound taken away by Doan. Doan coming back the other way with a basketball. Tigers have it, Morgan Hill, and we've got a reach-in called on Jessica Jelsma. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Kara Van Dyke checks out of the ballgame. We'll reset the Dort College lineup for you in just a moment. Doan basketball trailing 63-35. Pass goes down low. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out and tipped again. And Newman had it momentarily. Finally, Cook wrestles it free. Jamie Cook passes into the front court. Skelhas. Skelhas gives it right side. They come back over to Cook. Cook puts it on the deck one time. Kick out pass back over to Newman. Newman with a basketball. Bone. 17 to shoot. And a kick called on the Tigers with 16 seconds on the shot clock. So Dort College with the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Skelhas. Skelhas. They feed it left side over to Bone. Bone to Skelhas. Skelhas gives it up Marish. Marish spins opposite way. Inside shoulder shot no good. And the Dort College defenders. Miss on the offensive end. They've been pretty consistent offensively so far today. Three-pointer on the way by Doan the other way. No good. Offensive rebound. Put it back by Dostal. No good. Rebound back to Dostal, and Dostal is fouled on the play. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Inbounding the basketball, the Doan Tigers and Callie Ballar. Shot is up and good as she got it into Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger with 4 points, and the Dort College lead is 63-37. Dort with the basketball after the made bucket on the other end. Dort College with this one, it seems, in hand. Jumper by Marish is up and good. She's got 12 points, and the Dort College lead is 65-37. We're just past the midpoint of the second half. Pass over the top, comes to Morgan Hill. Hill on the right baseline. Hill gets it back outside Ballar. Ballar's shot no good. Rebound cleared out by Marish. Two players around her. Dort College will have the numbers if they can get the ball outletted. Bringing the ball quickly into the front court is Skelhas. Skelhas, left side, Newman. Newman with the basketball back over to Marish. Marish gives it up right side to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Skelhas. Skelhas down to the baseline, and a blocking foul called on Ballar. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Inbounding the basketball. They get it into Marish. Marish short corner. Another jumper. Hit it again. She's made three of those for the defenders here in the second half. She's made five total field goals in the second half. She's got a team-high 14 points. And the defender lead is 67-37. Doan, 2-3 zone by the defenders. Doan attacking it. Now we've got a foul called on the play, a frustration foul on Hannah Dostal as she just jumped on top of Emily Newman trying to get the loose ball. And I believe that's number four on her. 8:40 remaining. Dort College leading 67-37. Dort College trying to close the deal on their fifth win of the season and their first in conference play. Go. 67-37, Dort College by 30. Danelle Bone gets it away to Skelhaas. They get it across the timeline to Cook. Cook with the basketball, free throw line, spins, double team. Doan jars it free. Cook gets it away to Cruz, and we've got a hold called away from the ball on the Doan Tigers. Foul called on Callie Ballar. And that's foul number two on her. She'll check out of the ball game. Hannah Barnard will check in. Michael Holst will check in for the defenders. Dort College leading 67-37. It's been all Dort College thus far. Dort College scored the 12 of the first 14 points, and actually 14 of the first 16 points this afternoon. Kim Cruz knocks down a free throw. She's got another one on the way. Second free throw by Cruz is up and good. With it on the right side, Doan. They come over to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball. Barnard gives to Hill, and losing it underneath is Doan. Right side pass. They go back over to Bone. Another three from the right wing. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the defenders in the corner. Marish, but she throws it away. Trying to get it back into the fray. And the Dort College defenders with a 69-37 advantage after the two made free throws by Kim Cruz. 7:48 left to play. Tigers. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Gets it away to Skelhaas. Skelhaas to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball, cross-court pass to Bone. Bone, Marish, Marish, baseline, about 15 feet out, tries to pass it out to Bone, and it's tipped and taken away. Driving in, layup, right-hander is good. Morgan Hill with a two-point basket. She'll go to the free throw line. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Morgan Hill. Hill makes the three-point play, and the Dort College defenders lead 69-40. 7:18 left to play in the ballgame. Kim Cruz goes right side over to Chapman. Chapman gets around the defensive player, puts up the runner, no good, but there for the rebound, and the putback is Marish, unable to finish it. And here comes Doan back the other way. Morgan Hill with it. Hill across the timeline, dumps it underneath. Reverse shot, no good, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Micah Holst. It'll be Doan basketball. Van Dyke is in. Marish is out. So Marish checks out of the contest. Doan College throwing it in. They get the ball inbounded to Hannah Barnard. Barnard gives it up to Bettinger. Bettinger swing pass right side. Looks like Dort College might be in a zone. Pass goes high post to Broman. And it's kicked by the defenders with 15 seconds left on the shot clock. Dort College leading 69-40. And the Doan Tigers throwing it in. Pass comes in over the top to Bettinger. Bettinger with the ball. Bettinger Gives right corner. Three is up and good. Three-point basket by Barnard. She's got 10. And the defenders lead 69-43. 6.5 left to go in the game. Van Dyke gives it up underneath. That was Holst on the receiving end of the pass from Chapman, but it's tipped free. Here comes Doan. Doan back the other way. Three-pointer is up off the heel. No good. Fight for rebound. Taken away by Kim Cruz. Cruz, the freshman from Hull. Brings it quickly up the floor, gives to Holst, and Holst travels with it. Travel violation called on Micah Holst. It'll be Doan basketball after the turnover. Micah Holst will check out of the ballgame. Dort College right now on the floor with Cook, Van Dyke, Cruz, Jelsma, and Chapman. Doan basketball. Beller with it out front. Beller picks up her dribble. She goes right side. Bittinger. Bittinger, three is good. Shelby Bittinger with the three, and Doan starting to get a little offense going. Dort College still by 23. Take care of the basketball. You should be in fine shape. You can score on about 40% of your possessions. You'll be just fine. Van Dyke driving the lane. She'll have an opportunity to score here from the free throw line. Foul called on Allie Satterley. Satterley whistled for the personal. And free throws on the way for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke with 10 points, 5 in the first half, 5 in the second half. Trying to extend the Dort College lead back to 25. First free throw is good. Another free throw on the way for the Dort College defenders. Van Dyke will knock it off the heel, no good. 70-46. Dort College by 24. Driving in, shot off the heel is no good. Rebound taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook gives it up to Skelhaus. Skelhaus left side, Bone. Bone goes right side back over to Van Dyke. Van Dyke splits the defense, puts it up, drew some contact, no call made. Here comes Doan. 5:13 remaining. Doan with the basketball. This is Bittinger. Bittinger in between the circles. She drives right side. Beller. Beller feeds it down low. Nothing there as Satterley is collapsed on, and it's taken away by Van Dyke. Kara Van Dyke comes back over to Skelhaus. Skelhaus up the floor. She's driving right side. Kick out pass. Cruz. Cruz. Three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken away by the Tigers. Doan with the basketball. Coming up is Barnard. Barnard with it. Setting the offense. She goes left side over to Allie Satterley. Satterley around the horn to Beller. Beller to Bittinger. Bittinger right side. Shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. So Dort College maintaining a 70-46 lead. Foul called on Jamie Cook, and for Cook, that's number three. So a pair of free throws on the way for Bittinger. Bittinger's shot off the heel, no good. She's got another one coming. She came into the contest averaging 13 points per game. She's got 11. The big story is Dostal, who came in averaging right at 20 points per game. She's been limited to 6 all in the first half. 24-point advantage for the defenders. Free throw on the way by Bittinger is in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Dort College defenders. No, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ball's inbounded to Skelhaus. Skelhaus walking it up to Cook. Cook gets it across half court to Bone. Bone with the basketball. Bone to Cruz. Cruz to Cook. Cook left side. Skelhaus. Skelhaus for the basketball. Skelhaus comes back right side over to Cruz. Cruz, airborne, gets it away to Skelhaus. Skelhaus, Cook, 3 seconds to shoot. Cook will launch the three and knocks it down. Jamie Cook with 12 points, and the defenders back in front, 73-46, and that should effectively restore order for the defenders. 73-46, 3:44 and counting. Dostal's backdoor pass intended for the Tigers. Hannah Barnard taken away by the defenders. Bringing the basketball up is Kim Cruz. Cruz gets a screen. Cruz, nothing there. Back left side it goes to Skelhas. Skelhas, Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook back outside. It comes Cruz. Cruz to Marish. Marish with the basketball. 10 to shoot. Comes back over to Bone. Bone underneath Cook. Cook puts it up. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Well, to start the season, this is as good a basketball as Jamie Cook has played in her four-year career with the Defenders, in my estimation at least. Heather Broman picks up her third personal. Marish will go, Cook will go to the free throw line for the chance at the three-point play. She has 14 right now. 75 to 46 our score. Skelhas will check out. Jelsma will check in. A free throw on the way for Jamie Cook. This one's up and down. So Jamie Cook is now 4 for 5 from the free throw line. Defenders lead by 30, 76 to 46, 3:10 remaining. Doan basketball. This is Morgan Hill. Hill drops it off. Down to the baseline, nothing there. It's taken away by Jelsma. Jelsma ahead to Chapman. Chapman has Newman open, feeds her, layup good. Emily Newman on the receiving end of that assist, and the Defenders lead 78-46. Coming back the other way, Dostal. Dostal, layup good. Hannah Dostal with 8 points. Dort College leads 78-48, limiting Doan to nearly 30 points below their season average up to this point. And the pass is just a little bit out of the reach of Jessica Jelsma. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Micah Holst will check into the contest. Jamie Cook will check out. So Jamie Cook checks out with a team-high 15 points, I believe. Doan basketball. Well, Coach Steensma wanted a little more offense tonight or today than they had against Midland, and he has gotten that. North College averaging right at 82 points per ball game. They've limited Doan to 48 points on the other end. Doan came in averaging 82 points per game. Doan inbound to Dostal. Dostal with it. Free throw line. Dump it underneath. And Chapman's going to be called for the foul as she tries to fend off the post-up by a new player for the Doan Tigers. That is number 22. And for the Tigers, that is a player who is seeing her first action, evidently, of the season, as I don't see a number 22 on their season stat sheet. Second free throw is up and good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort leading, 78-49, just trying to finish this off, polish it off, two-minute warning. Newman passes over to Marish, and it's taken away by Doan, and now a foul called from behind on Elise Marish. And that'll stop the clock for the time being. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a variety of businesses across Northwest Iowa. By the way, that's Tessa Tierney for Doan on the floor. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Beller makes both free throws for her first 2 points of the ball game. On the other end, Emily Newman is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot a pair of free throws. First free throw, no good. New player checking in for Dort is Brianna, that's Shady Yeager. Yeager checking in for the first time today. And Newman misses both free throws. She missed the first one left, second one right. 78-51, Dort College up 27. Pass right side, Morgan Hill. Hill with it on the right side, and Newman hits the floor on the defense. Not sure what happened there. She got her cage rattled, looking a little, well, looked like she got, took the brunt of something on the chin. And now a blocking foul called on Emily Newman. Newman picks up her fourth personal, I believe. Newman picks up foul number four. 1:29 remaining in this contest. 78-51. Dort College leading. Dort College will improve to 5-2 for the season. First free throw by Morgan Hill is good. Newman will check out. Tough sequence there for Newman as she missed a pair of free throws, and then I'm not sure what the where the collision happened, but she took the brunt of a collision as she was playing defense. She'll check out of the ballgame. Dort College is ahead 78-53, 1:29 remaining in this contest. Jessica Jelsma up the floor, passes into the corner to Paige Engbers. Engbers underneath Shady Yeager, and Yeager is going to be called for traveling. Changed her pivot foot as she swung around. She had her right foot established and then ends up getting called for the travel as she moved to the pivot with the left foot. Doan basketball. They lob it down low for Hagedorn. Hagedorn with the right hand. Shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Tigers. Unable to maintain possession of it, and coming away with it finally is Paige Engbers. Engbers has played significant minutes on the junior varsity team so far this season. I would venture to guess she's averaging in the high teens in terms of her scoring. So the free throw on the way for Engbers is up and good. Engbers prepped at or finished her prep career at Pella Christian. In fact, may have spent all 4 years at Pella Christian. First free throw, good. Second free throw, good. 1 minute left to go in the game. Dort College leads 80-53. Doan basketball. Pass goes left side to Hagedorn. Hagedorn gives it up on the wing. Returns the pass out front. Three-pointer misses badly off the heel. Rebound taken away by the Doan Tigers. Beg your pardon, Dort College coming up with it, that is. Cruz passes over to Blount. Now it's getting sloppy. Doan with the basketball, racing back the other way. Tigers trailing 80-53. Working it around. They give it up to Mackenzie Conklin. Conklin on the right wing. Into the corner, a three-pointer, just a two. A two-point basket for Claire Phillips. Phillips with the three-pointer. Dort College leads 80-55. It's just a two-pointer, beg your pardon. Two-point basket, Dort College up 25, Shady Yeager. Kick-out pass, right side goes to Holst. Holst to Blount, 5 seconds remaining. Blount gives it underneath Yeager. Yeager kick-out to Engbers, and that's the end of the ballgame. Our final score, Dort College 80, Doan 55. Next up for the defenders, they'll face Mount Marty Tuesday evening in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action. That's the play-by-play portion of the women's contest. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap coming up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders victorious in women's play 80-55. The Dort College defenders improve to 5-2 for the season, 1-1 in the conference. Doan slips to 3-5 overall, and 0-3 in the conference. And I do want to double-check that. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web. Who wants it first? Coach Craig Steensma takes a seat, and I have not seen statistics yet, but Coach, an 80-55 win for your team. started strong, scored 14 of the first 16 points, and a good recipe for you to get a fast start after last week's game with Midland. A good bounce-back game today for your team.
It was. You know, it's been a long week after having a game like that, and it was good that we were able to push the ball and attack the basket, and, you know, we shot the ball a lot better. You know, I think we're going to shoot the ball really well this year, but we were able to shoot the ball from 15 feet and from three a little bit better, and, you know, that always helps, and it was great that, you know, they played some zone, and then, you know, then we seem to get wide open shots pretty easily if it's a zone, so we had worked against that quite a bit this week, and so that was good to kind of see the fruits of your labor when they go zone and you're ready for it, and you can attack them.
You, Doan made a little run back at you, got it back to around 10 in the first half. You closed on a little bit of a run to get up 15-43-28. What were you doing well at the end of the first half that allowed you to get that lead to a little more comfortable, because there's a big difference between 13 or 15 and 8 or 9 at halftime?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Mike. It could have easily been 8, but we hit a big 3, and, you know, I think just our zone presses and trapping helped us to maintain that lead. And I think another important thing was we really pushed the ball well today, and I thought that was another important thing for us as we were able to get easy shots in transition, swing the ball, and you know, we had a lot of contributions from a lot of different people, so that was nice to see.
Second half, you didn't rely on the three-pointer as much. You got some timely ones, but Elise Marish, again, those short mid-range jumpers, and Jamie Cook ends up with a team-high 15 points. You were able to get very good shots against the Doan defense in the second half.
Yeah, you know, we did get the ball to the elbow area in the short corner, you know, just good areas to get the ball, and Elise is a really good shooter, and Jamie's good at attacking, and so, you know, we were really able to control the game when they went zone, and then they went back to full court press, and I thought Jessica and Jasmine did well enough there. I know we had maybe only five or six turnovers in the first half. I'm not sure how many we ended up with, but overall I was very pleased with the effort.
Mount Marty on Tuesday evening. How good is Mount Marty this year?
Well, Mount Marty, I think they're 3-4-1, and they have been holding teams to 60 points and scoring about 80 themselves. So, you know, I think they're always very good. They always play well at home, and they're very competitive, so we'll have our work cut out for us on Tuesday night.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
All right.
We will hand the microphone off now, and Jamie Cook will take a spot. And, Jamie, good win for your team. Talked to Coach about bouncing back. Seemed like those first couple shots went down, and everybody gained a little confidence right away.
Yeah, it was really good that we played a lot better offensively this game. We worked a lot on ball movement in practice the last few days, and, of course, defensive pressure, so we are ready for it.
Your role this year has been coming off of the bench, providing a little bit of a spark 3-4 minutes into the contest. Describe your mindset. How do you approach coming off of the bench, being that sixth person and looking for matchups? What do you do for the first 3 or 4 minutes as you're watching the game develop?
I just watch to see who I might be going in for and what player I may be guarding, and look at it as an opportunity to give that little spark once we're starting to get a little tired.
What are you... It seems like you're posting up a little bit more this year than you have past years. Is that by design? Is that a matter of matchups? How do you determine when you're posting up or when you're popping out on the perimeter?
It really depends on who else is in. Usually if Elise or Micah are in with me, I'll play a four position and be outside more. But if Kara's in with me, then I'll go inside and post up more. But we screen for each other, so it kind of just depends on where we are in the possession.
Pretty happy group after today's contest compared with last week down in Fremont?
A lot happier. We were a lot happier with how we played both defensively and offensively, and how we pushed the ball and spaced offensively.
Jamie, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
That's Jamie Cook. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the numbers now for the Dort College defenders. They were 30 of 60 from the floor for 50%, 10 for 24 on three-pointers, 41.7%, 10 of 17 on free throws, 58.8%. For the Doan Tigers, 16 of 57 from the floor, 28.1%, 3 for 20 on threes, 15%, 20 of 26 on free throws, 76.9%. Dort College did get out-rebounded, 42-36. Turnovers, Doan had 21, Dort College had 14. That's a good number. Dort College negative 7 in terms of turnovers. They turned the ball over 7 fewer times than their opponent. 15 points for Jamie Cook, 5 of 6 from the floor, 4 of 5 on free throws. 14 for Elise Marish, 7 of 11 from the floor. 12 points for Danelle Bone, 11 for Carrot Van Dyke. 7 points for Kim Cruz, 5 for Abby Chapman, 4 for Jasmine Skelhaas, 4 for Micah Holst, 2 each for Robin Blount and Paige Engbers, 2 for Jessica Jelsma, and 2 for Emily Newman. For the Doan Tigers, 13 points for Morgan Hill, 11 for Shelby Bittinger, 10 for Hannah Bernard, 8 for Hannah Dostal, 7 for Heather Broman, 2 for Claire Phillips, and 1 each for Tessa Tierney and Brianna Hagedorn. Dort College was led in rebounding by Elise Marish with 7, 5 for Jessica Jelsma, 4 for Kara Van Dyke. For the Doan Tigers, Hannah Bernard had 10 rebounds and 8 for Hannah Dostal. 4 assists for Callie Beller. Dort College had 21 assisted baskets out of their 30 this afternoon. Jasmine Skelhaas led with 4, 3 each for Elise Marish, Abby Chapman, and Jessica Jelsma, and 3 for Jamie Cook. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more, including the pregame of the men's contest. You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment.